Okay.
You don't get sleep.
All right, today's daf is daf Lamed Dalet, and we continue the sugya we had yesterday. There was a machlokas about what the Mishnah means when it says Ein Melabdim Mit Harafim. Because lechor, what are you doing wrong? You have a piece of slate. You want to make it very hot in order to put some fish on it and to get it barbecued without burning. Seems to be a perfectly reasonable thing to do, lechavad yantan. So what exactly was the problem? So we had two pirushim. Either it was because in doing that, you first have to be mechazik it so that it's like a tempering process, which is similar to Isaac Lee. The other pshat was that we're talking dafka about brand new rafim that have never been used before, and therefore we're not sure if they're going to make it. And there would be a tircha shalola tzorech. We don't do things ayantav where we have grounds to believe that we're wasting our time. You'll notice that I said it in the opposite order. Why? Because the question is whether the initial statement of hocha barafim chadashim askinan is referring to both. Is k'dei l'chasmam dafka because they're new, but once a ra'afim had been used, then it would be always kosher to use because now it's basically already tempered and I'm not doing anything. Or are both cases talking about ra'afim chadashim? And then there was a question, why? Either because we're not sure or because it's asiyas kli. L'maisa, that's a machlokas rishonim. The Rambam understands, we'll see why from later on in the sugya, that there's an element of tempering every time that you take something like that and you have to deal with it separate from the food that's on it. You have to first make it red hot and so on. That itself is called a tikkun kli. That seems to be the way that he learns because he doesn't mention rafim chadashim. He just mentions the din of chatzima. We'll see it's nogi in our sugi as well. But in any event, this means that lechora, depending on what answer you hold of the sugya before, the question is what kind of risks we can take in doing something that may not be suitable for the usage on yantav, right? So there's a similar sugya which comes from the dinim of treifas, one of the yudches treifas, which in emor l'meishim Sinai is the behema that was a chashash of risuke vorim, not a chashash. The treifas of risa kevorim is what we would view as a chashash. In other words, you have an animal that fell or that was hit by a car. We cannot detect no problem. There's no broken bones, no problem with organs, and so on. Nonetheless, it's a lokal noshim. We say that animal is a treifa for 24 hours. That's what I'm saying. It's almost like a getter of suffix. If it survives 24 hours, so then it's okay. Now, there's a machlokas, as we're going to see, whether the mice, if it survives 24 hours, you still require a bedikas evorim afterwards to be absolutely certain that there wasn't another trefa, a real trefa. Something that might have happened to the heart, to the kidney, so on and so forth. So you got to check it out. Maybe the spine was broke, who knows? So now the shaila is, can I shecht such an animal that requires a bedika on yantav, since I have grounds to wonder whether maybe something is not going to be good. So it's not like a normal animal where nothing happened that's mirroring me, that there might be a treifas here. I have to think, maybe there's a treifas. Now you could see the similarity to the sugya that we just had. If you learn that the reason that we can't be malabin rafim is because maybe they'll crack because you never used this rafim before and it's a new one, so maybe that would be a general claw box, the kidin reyesa. And, or maybe this reyesa is even worse. So the Gemara therefore brings in Amr Belazabrabia. I'm sorry. Dorsa brings first the Mishnah from Chulin. Tananas. Dorsa o shetorfa bekotel o sheritzatzta be'ema. So here we're talking about a bird that somebody's running through his chicken coop. He steps on one of the chickens. Or it got thrown into a wall. Or maybe an animal came and crushed it. And lamaisa, it's mefarcheses. I mean, it seems to be in bad shape, but it's twitching. Vishah samiyes liyesa lives for 24 hours. Vishachata kshera. You shecht it, there's no problem of what's called risuke vori. But, nonetheless, omer b'lozber v'yanai, the truth is that the Girs over here is the opposite of the way it appears in Chulin, and probably, based on the Seder Adair, it's say the other way around. That Omer, Rabbi Elazar ben Atignas, Mishum, Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yannai, that the Halacha is nonetheless Tzricha Bedika, even though it says it's Kshera, that doesn't mean it's Kshera Mitam Kol HaTreifas. It means it's Kshera, in terms of Risikei Vorim, but certainly you're going to require a Bedika, the Chach Halacha. Let's see anybody argues in this here. So boy mine Reb Yirmi and Reb Yizera, in this case, could you shech the bird on Yontif? Ma'ala shechata b'yom tov. What's the question? Mi machzikin an reyuta b'yom tov. Voila. Do we say that since there's grounds reyes over here, something is, this bird looks pretty bad? So do we say because of the chashash that we're going to be doing a malacha that turns out to be shalom l'tzarech l'chol nefesh? Certainly there would be, I mean, even in cases of tircha shalom l'tzarech, we're machmir. So normally we're saying they're on a rove. We say rove behemoths are not treifas. Okay, but can in this case, look, here we have a reyesa. By the way, there's a machlokas bechlal, which is brought in the Yerushalmi, based on the same shaila, about when to make the bracha ala shechita. Because even though normally you make the bracha before the shechita, but maybe it's not a shechita bechlal to be matir, because maybe it's a treifa. So are you soimech lechatchila, or first you have to make sure it's on a treifa that you make after asiyos. They're basically based on the same question.
But when we always check too to make sure that we have
a to make sure there's no problem with the bracha.
But why not just check? Oh, so it's a better solution than checking and waiting.
Yeah, okay. Of course. Yeah. Okay. Omar Lay, so he answered him that your question of Mimach Zekinan, Reb Zera tells Reb Yirmiya, Lechera, that's our Mishnah. Ein belab nina tareafim letzlot behem. And we asked yesterday, Vavina b'maika avid, what's he doing wrong? V'yom araba bar bar chonam Reb Yochanan ocha barafim chadashim askinim edin shetzarich lebotkan. We're talking about a case where he needs to make sure that they're not going to crack, and that therefore we don't allow you on Yontif to do something, because we have a reyesa, so we won't let you be malavin. So here's the same thing. We have a reyesa, so we won't let you be sheichet. Huh? Because it's a clear raya from our Mishnah. Omar Lei said, Rabbi Yirmi at the Rabbi Zera, the reason I also know the Mishnah. The reason I asked you was because the way that I was mekabel the pirsha of the Mishnah was aliba the Amri law. The Amri law was not because Tzarek Lebotkan, it was because Tzarek Lechasman. Tzarek Lechasman has nothing to do with Marzik and Reyes. Tanya. Let's see if we can bring another riot. We have, Lagabi, the Dinim of Shabbos, where a number of people get together to do a malach. Okay, so they're gonna cook. So, Echad Mevia Ta'ur, one guy brings the fire. So as he walks already, he's going to be over, because he's basically causing it to burn up with the movement. Echad mevia ta'itzim. Another guy goes ahead now, and he brings the wood for the fire. V'yachad shofet ha'kedera. One of the guys puts down the empty pot on the fire. V'yachad mevia ta'mayim. One guy pours water into the pot. V'yachad noten betocho tavli. Another guy puts in the spices in the pot. V'yachad megiz, and another guy stirs the pot. Kulam chayavin. All of them are chayav. Yes, the Gemara of Atanya, Acharon chayav, doesn't the Braita say that only the last guy is chayav? And that's no problem. It depends, obviously, how you start. If you start with the fire first, so then the next guy who brings the wood, he puts it on the fire, and the guy that brings the kedera puts the kedera on the fire, etc., etc. Okay? So that means that all of them are going to be chayev. But if you do everything and then the ur comes, hadayti ur lebesof, the guy brings the fire at the end, so he's the only guy that did anything. Nobody else did anything on Shabbos. So now the question is, let me ask you something. Mishrei Makulu, I understand everybody did something. I do not understand what the Shofet HaTakedera means. What did the guy who put down the Kedera, what exactly did he do? Because right now that we didn't put anything in the Kedera. It says afterwards the guy put in the Mayim. It doesn't say that he brought it full. So you're saying nonetheless, each and every one of them was going to be chayiv. Why is that? On Reb Shimon ben Lakish, aha! That indeed is our Mishnah. So we can bring a raya from our Mishnah that the din of the chashash of chasima is true lagabe the kedera. He say mishum hach gezera gufa. What's he talking about a gezera? Isn't it definitely that it's a problem? It says over here chayev. He says chayev because of gezera. Okay, over here. Tan Rabban. Tanur v'kirayim chadashim. Harein k'kol ha'kelim anitalim b'chatzer. If you have a brand new oven top, or tanur, here it's talking about a small tanur, so that it's movable. So these have a din like any kli, and we don't view them as being muktzah because they haven't gone through first this heating process and so on. And you can move them around to the chotzer, you can use them for things, you can sit on them and so on. Aval, in sachinotam, but you have to be careful, they're different in that you can't take shemen, in sachinotam b'shemen, you don't cover them with shemen because that's what you usually do before first usages. We do that now even with metal pots. So you don't rub them down. V'ein tashinotam b'matlit, nor do you take a cloth and rub them over, now with water and so on. V'ein mefiginotam b'tzonein, and if they've been heated, you don't pour cold water over them, because the cold water is what causes the tempering, sudden change in the temperature, and that all of these things would be usher because of tikkun mana, because of asiyas kli. So when do we say you can't pour water over them? That's davke kedei lechasmam. It's davke if you're pouring the water over them in order to temper them. Aval, if you pour the water over them in order to lower the temperature, let's say now they're too hot, and you want to bake, so im bishvil lefot arezu mutar, but if you're pouring the water in order to lower the temperature, then it's okay. This is talking about cheres. That was talking about metals. So Tosfos says over here, why is this any different than the case of the rafim? Rafim is eating litzlot, right? So if he's eating litzlot, it should be similar, and nonetheless we said you can't do it because it ends up being chosem. So why are you allowed to pour the water over the tanur? It ends up being chosem. It's exactly the same thing. Why? I don't get it. So Tosfos says because the chasima that's caused by lowering the temperature with cold water is not so clear. So it's a clear that it'll lower it rapidly enough and so on. So it's ain't no borer, and therefore we didn't answer it when it comes to pouring cold water. But the heating of the rafim is definitely chasima. There's others who are mechalik that over here it's talking about that b'shas maisa, that the bread is in it, you're pouring it. So if you're pouring it b'shas maisa, it's derech bishol, it's bechlal, not even derech chasima. So even if we would be mitchasim, we didn't answer that on yontif, derech hafiya.
If you were trying to use the oil to make it not stick, as in...
That would be the same thing as the water. Here it's talking about on the outside. It's not that.
Oh, so the first part was the
sitar
was on the outside.
Yeah, as well. I'm saying, Bein Ochinami, if you need to put something down, it would be the same thing as the water. It would be dependent in these two tirits. Tana Rabbana, Modina Tarosh V'Taraglai, U'mehavavim Otan Bu'ur, there's a problem of maliga. Maliga is where you're trying to get the hairs off of the parts of the skin that are difficult. You don't generally want to skin the head. It's difficult to skin the rest of the body. You can skin, so therefore we don't allow you, says Taisus, that everybody agrees. But Taisus learns dafka question of Nerosh Varaglayim because it's very difficult to get off all the pieces of skin with a dovuk directly down close to the bone. So therefore, what you could do is you pour hot water over it, and that loosens the hair, and that way you clean it off. The question, there is a question over here, by the way, whether this is talking about la'achar malicha. Kedavka, Kedem Malicha, in terms of it's being ready to use, but because Maliga, if it's very hot, can cause a problem with if there's blood there. Okay, but again, for us, that's not the issue here. So you could take off the hair by pouring hot water, or by singeing. Singe the hair, ma'avavim ho'tambur. But you cannot use charsit or adama, just like clay, depilatory. So you can't use those kind of things, because by doing that, you're basically working the way you would work on skins. Using those types of materials also hardens the skin. That's all derech ibud already. That's not the normal derech of maliga. Somebody said maliga. Why is he so makpid to use the depilatories? You do maliga if you're going to throw out the yard. So this is already derech of ibud. We don't allow you to do it. And in gozino tamim isparai, you can't use a scissors. Use a scissors. It looks like you're trying to use the hair for something or other. Maybe you're making artist brushes or something. So again, it looks like you're doing a malacha for that purpose. The aim goes as ina tayerek betisporach. If he has a special type of clippers that you usually use for picking the vegetable, you don't use that to cut the vegetable, because again, it looks like, oh, well, you just picked it out of your garden. Now you don't want to let go of the clippers. You already cut the veg. So that's already derech of chol. The aim goes as in avam betaknim. You are allowed, despite the fact that it's a lot of tircha, and there's other gyrses over here, candy, which is asparagus. But whatever, these are things that require an awful lot of tircha in terms of cleaning them, or cutting them, and therefore you might have thought you can't use that on Yantar. No, you can. Umesikin va'ofin bipurani. You're even allowed to heat and to bake in what we call an oven. They had an oven that was very small, open from the top. A purani is basically a large baker oven where it opens from the side, and it has like what we call an oven, which is much more difficult to get the heat up, and it's more tircha. It's no problem. You're still allowed to do it. That's called the derech, normal derech of afiyan yantit. You can even use the big samovar, which has a place in it for keeping the water hot. You put in, you plug in the bottom, and it stays warm the whole Shabbos. Or in those days, you used coals. This was a very large thing, so it looks like here on Yantiv, it looks like a lot of tircha. Maybe you're doing it for a long time. No problem. No, as long as these are things that are normal for the householder to do, we are not geyser. But here, again, we have the same chashash. We don't use a brand new oven, which has never yet been tested, because these are difficult to keep them together because of their shape. The regular, the regular tanur, which is basically just a rounded piece of hollowed out earthenware, clay, is not such a problem. But the purani, which is similar to our oven, that's made out of cheres, which has walls and a top and so on, that's already easily crackable when you try to heat it. So the first time, we don't let you do it. Tanur Rabbanan, ein nofchin b'mapoach. There is something, however, that looks like an uvda d'chol, and that is to use a bellows. To use a bellows to keep the fire hot. That already we don't allow you to do. Haval nofchim b'shvoferet. You can use a tube to blow into, which is the derech of a householder, not the derech of a professional. That you're allowed to do. Now the Reb says, the Gemara doesn't point out that there's any difference between a professional or a householder here. Mashmah that any type of mapoach is usur, and only the tube is okay. But he says, well, I mean, it's closed. You know, if you're fanning, you need help. But this is inside. He says, Lamaise, everyone that I know does it. With the householders do it. Everybody is knowing Heter, Tosa Springs, yeah. Apparently it was the norm on their stove that it had a little pumping device on it. So he says that what they do is they turn it upside down. They pull it and turn it upside down to make a shinui. So, I don't know, he says, but that's the way it's done, it doesn't bring it in the Gemara.
Shinui would make it be working.
It
well.
Would show that, yeah, but we
it
said
before. Well.
But we said before that that's okay.
No, I, that's fine.
It's that's possible.
Not the point.
It, but we said before, if you remember, both Rashi and Tosfos, where you were changing the way that you were normally carrying something, and we came to a point at which, even though it was harder, still, mitam ha-shinui, it was kedai to do the shinui l'kavod yantiv, even though it may cause, or if it was a machlokas, it didn't cause more tircha, even if it causes more tircha, but even though the shinui doesn't make things easier. Fine. Okay, there's other shitas.
I thought that was the point, that it wasn't, that that it would be as efficient. And so that was
no.
Part of the shinui.
No.
That's not relevant.
That, it wasn't relevant there. You are
no, it's not relevant there.
Not there, but you are correct that that is brought as one of the inyanim that's called a shinui. That by doing something in that fashion, it's less. That's the gabe Shabbos. Here the gabe yantiv. The problem isn't that the shinui that we're doing is not to be mishana the tzuras hamalacha. You're confusing two sugyas. By Shabbos, when we do shinuyim, it's in order to avoid the malacha. By yantiv, when we're doing shinuyim, it's in order to show the kavod yantiv, not doing the way I do it b'chol. Therefore, there's no advantage on yantiv adarab. I would want to avoid extra tircha on yantiv. That's one of my main concerns. And nonetheless, it's kedai to do it b'shinui. The definition of doing something not as a malacha is to make it inefficient. Because a malacha on Shabbos, the whole point is that it's creative, it's effective, and so on. So there, in achirami, to do it in an inefficient way is central to the shinui, right? See how easy it is to use the same word, but that's how it is.
Opening a can with a...
With a worm. That's about a problem.
Especially if it's a can of worms.
But, yeah, the problem with opening cans. To use your... what you want to use is...
use the little old type of...
Yeah.
Camping.
Well, it's assuming that there's a way to open a can at all, but yeah, okay. Fine. So, Tana Rabbanan, Ein mefatzin et hakaneh letzlot bo maliyah. We had before, in the Mishnah, the cases of cutting up a piece of paper in order to put it over the actual flames on your grill for fish. Another thing that was done is they would take bamboo and slice it through, put that down, and then have the fish on that. So that also that acts as a nice, you know, to probably even adds flavor and so on. But you can't do that to cut it on yantav because, again, it's making it clean. It's not mekalkal there. Sorry? Aval mifatzin et egoz b'matlit ve'in kosheshin shema tikara. And from Rashi, it's mashma that even though it's definitely a korea, but it's not korea manatlit for. So here it's talking about you take a bunch of nuts, you put them inside of a towel or a handkerchief, you know, in order of it getting hurt, and you crush a bunch of them at a time. Now you can easily tear the material. This may have to do with Rashi's shita about whether we're gozer on something that anyway is only asur d'rabbanan because of in a case where that's not your kavana, because it's considered to be a psik resha. So Rashi Shita is that we didn't answer that. So his lashon of yours afilu nikrat loich patlan, which is mashma that even though it will be torn loich patlan, that's how many read the Rashi over here, which is true l'shitato.
What is the problem in the first
place? Kriyah, tearing is also.
Tearing,
but midiraisa, it's only tearing almenat to be tofer in the place that you're tearing. So therefore, it would only be a drabbana. Can you imagine? They stopped the strike just for a barnea. You should have a wonderful trip with a lot of hatzlacha. All those of you who are listening in Chutz Loretz, there's a great opportunity to see Reb Barnea's new and wonderful Shliach Tzion. Wonderful map of Eretz Yisrael.
Welcome back.
Make sure you get to... Two.
Where are you going to be?
Where's the demonstration?
Oh.
Quickly.
To Wesley Hills.
Wesley Hills, right in Muncie. Very good.
Come back soon, Barn.
Zook the Heilige Mishnah.
Oh, boy, have we missed that, I'm telling you. And, man, the president has been struggling. Rabbi Yaakov had some very painful moments. V'yod Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Omeid Adam al Hamuktzeh. Erev Shabbat b'Shvi'it. Now, whoa. We got some complicated problems over here. We got a muktzah problem. Over here, muktzah means the classical muktzah, literal muktzah. Muktzah is a place where you put your grapes to dry, or your figs to dry. During the period that they're drying, they are not edible. And we saw earlier that there's a period in which they're almost dry, and there's some people that'll eat them and so on. So there, it helps to say, okay, I'm going to eat from these. So that normally we said, even if you're not making, if they were completely dry before Shabbos, no problem. Because even though you don't know about it, your das is on them to use them. So if you come up and you find out that they've been dry, there's no say, well, you didn't know they were dry. We said before, it doesn't matter. Because you're always dasas on them. But over here we're talking about a case in which it isn't so clear. Right? Which we said before. It was ichzi velo ichzi. Remember? Our siman was the kid. Ichzi. So some people like it, some people don't like it. So you have to be making it under those circumstances. And a guy, it says it's okay to go up there of Shabbos, and you... All you need to do, says Rabbi Eliezer, is to say, okay, you know what? It's good enough for me. I'm going to take this piece. The rest of it I'm going to leave up there to dry. Or, the way he says it is, from here I'm going to take. What do you mean from here? In other words, I'm going to leave some of them and take the others. How do I know which part is muktzah, which part isn't muktzah? Oh, so l'chaira, we're being someich on breira. This is how Rashi learns the whole sugya. It's a machlokas l'gabi being someich on breira. The ones that I take tomorrow now turn out to be those that I had, even though it said Mikan. Fine. But he made it very complicated by saying it's talking about Shvi'is. And the reason it's talking about Shvi'is, why it's talking about Shvi'is? Oh, because if it wasn't talking about Shvi'is, you'd have another problem. The other problem would be that it's all very nice to say you'd like to eat them, but until now it wasn't Nigmar Malachtam, and therefore you couldn't take off Meiser. But now that it was Nigmar Malachtam, so how are you going to be able to eat them if now they became usher to eat because they're Teva? Therefore, we state that the case is talking about during Shemitah, which is no Chiyuv of Meiser, and so we can avoid that problem. So this is basically just a construction of a case in which we're able to focus only on Muktzah and don't have to worry about Meiser. Okay, that's what it looks like on the surface. Now, we'll see, of course, that things are seldom what they seem. V'chachamim omrim, ad shiyirshom v'yomar mikan v'yadkan. No, you can't say there. From this general area, and then we'll decide tomorrow, and the ones that I took are the ones that I meant to take, obviously, and so on. The chachamim don't hold of Breira, and they say, look, you gotta do, either it's defined, or it's not bin amulchan. So you got to say exactly what it is that you're going to be taking tomorrow, and the rest of it remains muktzah because you intend to leave it up there to sun dry, and those parts are kosher. Now, in other Rishonim, and Mashmas also in Yerushalmi, is that this has nothing to do with the question of Breira, because when it comes to Breira and the Drabonim, you can see why this is a problem of a Drabonim, but when it comes to Breira, we would be semech on Breira. Okay. But anyway, we'll learn it like Rashi. This is how Rashi learns the sugya. Now, Tzadan Hatam, we did learn when it comes to the dinim of Maisras, that, there's an interesting question over here. I mean, there's the Shaila in the Mishnah, again, by saying that we're talking about a case of Shemitah, forces us to contemplate what the halacha is legabe miser. Correct? In other words, it's saying only because this is the case are you able to do it. But if it would have been a normal Shabbos, you wouldn't have been able to do it. Now, remember that there's a number of different things that need to happen in order for something to be chayev in Maisa. First of all, it needs to mean Nigmar Malachtam, yes. But Nigmar Malachtam, per se, is not sufficient to be chayev something in Maisa. I got something that I was, let's say I was drying these things out in the field. Now it's Nigmar Malachtam. I'm still allowed to go and take one and eat it derech harai. So the thing that is mechayev me is when it's rea pnei abayit. Something that comes into the house that I brought it in when it was nigmar malachta. At that point, it becomes now chayev emaisen. Now there are other things that create a definition of kviut that now is not only nigmar malachta, but the seuda that I would eat from it is considered to be a seuda kvua, and therefore, by definition, I'd have to take off maaser because I'm only allowed to eat achilas harai from those things that weren't roya pnei abayit. One of those things is Shabbos. Since Shabbos, the achila on Shabbos is very chashuv, the karat of Shabbat oneg and so on, so something that's meyuchad now for achila on Shabbos would be chayev anyway, because it's considered to be a kviut. Now you can see that our Mishnah is already opening up, speaking of our president's can of worms. And the question over here is this thing that is not necessarily nikba because of Rias Pnei Abayis and so on, but it's only because it's Shemitah that therefore you're allowed to do it. Mashmah that otherwise it would have automatically become Aser B'Tevel, even eating it Arai. Okay, Mashmah that Shabbos is Koveya. This is the issue why we're now bringing in our Sugya, a Sugya that essentially seems to belong in Maseches Maasrot. Okay. So indeed it says in the Mishnah, in Maseches Maasrot, Tinokot shetamnu te'inim me'erev Shabbat v'shakhu v'lo isru l'motzei Shabbat lo yochlu ela imken isru. So a very interesting point. Kids are outdoors. They find now some new ripe figs. Now, a fig is always nigma malachto because figs, each thing becomes completed at the time.
See again, please?
Figs don't have, figs are unique in that each one grows separately. You come out every day, you find new completed figs. There's no industrial, okay, let's wait, there's no harvest and so on the way you normally have. So the whole kayetz, it's called kayetz, is the time that you keep picking figs. That's why it's nimshala. The Torah was nimshala. Why is Torah nimshala to figs? Because every day we come back, they find something new. Fred, I never saw that before. How did I get here? That's it. Go figure. Hey, beautiful. That's Gishman. Especially according to Man Yomar, who holds that the Eitz Hadas was fig. So if you go figure, Enochinam. Right? Which, as I've often pointed out, is based on Lashon HaKodesh. No. It's not a joke. Because the reason that the Eitz Hadas was problematic was because it was premature. And a premature thing is called a fag, which is a fig. It's based on pagim. Pagim are immature figs, which in English became now the general usage of the word fig for fog. In modern Hebrew,
as in fruit that's immature,
yeah. Mm. Yeah, so the whole thing has a serious type of ancient linguistic interrelationships. It's not so, so go figure. Anyway.
That's just a figment of your imagination.
Beautiful, because that's the whole thing of the Eitz Hadas, is living in fantasy. Right? There we go, figments of imagination. I love it. Okay, you guys in Joburg, losing patience, huh? How's it, huh? So, we have over there a story. The kids decided they want to have something for Shabbos, so they put this away in their little hiding place so they can have food on Shabbos. Okay, normally there's no problem of eating until something was roya pnei abayis. At that point it becomes otzer be'achilat harai. So here the problem is that since they set it aside for Shabbos, so the halacha is that Shabbos is koveya, and therefore it's now a problem. Even if they forgot to use it on Shabbos, they can no longer use it after Shabbos, unless you take off mice. It's no longer harai. Food for Shabbos is kavua. You'll say, why does it have to talk about a case of tinokot? I mean, it could be talking about a case. You're right. But we want to tell you an additional chidush. Normally, we view children as not having das to be koveya usage. And therefore, who cares if they decided they're going to use it for Shabbos? But since there's a klal that machshavtam nikeret mitoch ma'asam, if they'll go ahead and they'll do something, an act, which the only explanation of this act is that it cries out that it is for this purpose. For instance, say, it's a tinok shechts kachim by dragging an animal to the tzofein and doing shechita, clearly with the indication that the shechita of a tzofein was necessary. So where, remember again, the whole problem of da'at is not intelligence. In other words, even if this kid is telling you, hey, guys, the din is that if it's kavua for Meiser on Shabbos, that it's, I'm telling you, I'm putting it aside now for Shabbos, and therefore make sure you don't eat it. So and everybody's looking, gosh, I never knew that. And he's giving the drasha. Nonetheless, there's no das. Why? Why does he have more das than the idiots who are listening to the drasha? Because das is not a function of intelligence. It's a function of connectivity, which is why it's measured by pubic hairs. But if you do the act is connected. So if the child has actually put in, physically moved it to a place where it will be accessible, artificial respiration, artificial respiration.
Clear.
I thought you were going to bring that machine with you, Rich.
Yeah.
Take a look at Moshe Baruch. He hasn't fallen asleep once since he started using that machine. Not once! B'li Ayin Hara. Okay, so over here we want to add the additional point that the child can also be koveyed for Shabbat as long as he moves it physically to a place where it's going to be miyuchad for Shabbos. Indeed, in Yerushalmi it says that this is only for it's done right before Shabbos. That's what makes it nikeret mitoch ma'asav. Otherwise, who's to say it's for Shabbos? Okay, but whatever the case is. So, machshavto nikeret mitoch ma'asav now is nonetheless is going to be mechayev you to take off meiser from this, even after Shabbos. But the problem over here is that the fig was already nigmra malach. Now, another piece of information is that v'tznanami ha-ma'avir tenim b'chatzerot nakatzot manavu v'nei v'eto ochli me'amarai upturi. If you take something which is not nigmar malachta, because you want, really, you have now these figs, but you want them to still be dried. So you pass through your chatzer, or according to Rashi, even if you spread them out in your chatzer, the Chazanish says it really doesn't matter, because the important thing is that a chatzer cannot be koveya unless the thing that is being koveya was already nigmar malachta. So therefore, your children can continue to eat from it, despite the fact that it's passed already through the chatzer, may even be in the chatzer right now. So what we see from here is that from the first piece, we see that Shabbos is koveya on the figs. But the figs, of course, were nigmar malachta. From the second piece, we see that chatzer, which is normally koveya, is not koveya when it comes to something which was not nigmar malachta. Which leads us directly to the next very reasonable question. What now is the status of Shabbos? In other words, is Shabbos indeed like the Chotzer, where even though normally it's Koveya, it cannot be Kovad on something which was lo nigmar malachta, such as the case of the Muktzin? You can see how we're getting close to our Mishnah. Or do we view the Shabbat, basically, as something which could be koveya, whether or not it was nigmar malachto, as opposed to a chutz? So I can prove from here that something that was nigmar malachto is now considered to be in the same shape as Isra Achila without Re'iyas Pnei Abayis, because of Shabbos, correct? But I cannot prove what the case would be on something that was lo nigmar malachto. If it's a low nigmar malachto, then I do not prove from this Mishnah. I can't see from this Mishnah what the din would be legabe the Kviyas of Shabbos. Therefore, says the Gemara, Boi mine rabba mirim nach. What I want to know is, beyond this Mishnah, Shabbat maushet tikba mukta lemaaser b'davar shalo nigmar melachto. The case over here of the teinim, okay, they're ready to eat. How about if you would go to a mukta? Okay? Now, a mukta is not nigmar melachto, in a case where it isn't completed. And it's Shabbos, and you decide to eat it despite the fact that these paras are not completed, what would be the halacha? Is Shabbat kovea even there or not? Do we say that since, after all, the whole inyan of the kviyut of Shabbat is because, as Yeshayahu tells us, that there's a kviyas, the karata le Shabbat oneg. You call anything done on Shabbos an oneg. Okay, so that means that there's such a chiyuv of kedusha on its achila. So it's kava v'afilu b'davar shelo nigmar melachto. That would mean a kviyut if that's the way you're going to be eating it. If you're miyachid it for Shabbos, then indeed after Shabbos the same mukta that you had thought you were going to eat on Shabbos is not going to be chayev and meiser. O Dilma, b'davar shelonig meramalachto kava, b'davar shelonig meramalachto lo kava. Or do we say that kviut for maaser is not possible in b'davar shelonig meramalachto? If it's completed, then you can say this is kaveh for Shabbat. If it's be'etzem, not a completed thing, so it's a check. See, even Shabbos perhaps wouldn't be kaveh. Omar le, so Reb Nachman told Rava, Shabbos is kaveh. Bein bedavar shenigmara melachto, bein bedavar shalom nigmara melachto. Now Rava thought that he was saying this. That's how it strikes me. See, what do you mean that's how it strikes you? I can say things how they strike me too. I mean, that's what you say. I mean, maybe Shabbos is koveya, but look, a chotzer is also koveya, right? I mean, the truth is, it's a machlokas, but okay. We're assuming over your chotzer is koveya, like Rias Pnei Abayis. You bring something into your yard. So now, once bringing it into your yard, you can't eat even to take one piece. You can't eat without taking off meiser. But, nonetheless, the chotzer, if it's a davar shelo nigmar melachto, it's ena kovat. It's ena kovat, ela bedavar. So let's say you would bring something that you're putting out for drying in your chotzer. Then the chotzer is not kaveya because it wasn't yet nigmar melachta.
Is the muktzah generally?
Oh, by definition, a muktzah is lo nigmar melachta. By the way, that question that Rabbi Yaakov is asking is such an important issue that Rashi says, Rashi is very bothered by the lashon. Because Rava, if you take a look at the way Rava asked Rav Nachman, it says, Boimini, Rava, Mirav Nachman, Shabbat maush tikba mukta lamaser. And then it says, B'davar shelo nigmar melachto, which is very confusing. Isn't a mukta by definition, that's the point of a davar shelo nigmar melachto. And Rashi is bothered by this, and he says, mukta hainu lo nigmar melachto. And therefore the words, B'davar shelo nigmar melachto, shlishna yeterahu. This is like irrelevant. Who pirush al mukta? Somebody wrote this in. V'nichtav b'svarim. But I mean, it doesn't make sense. Why in the world would we ever need to say a mukta is lo nigmar melachto if that's the whole point of a mukta? Okay. It's an interesting point. So it was important for Rabbi Yaakov to raise because the Gemara's lash was mashman on like that.
The mukta is in the chatzir or not?
It doesn't matter, Lachar. Because the truth is, we'll see in a minute. There's a little bit of a machlokas. I mean, the Chazanish claims it's not a machlokas, but we'll see. Let's just hold on. We're getting to that issue. So I don't understand. Why are you so sure? You're saying, well, Shabbos is powerful. Chotzer is by definition the power. Certainly, we as Pnei Abayit. Nonetheless, it's a din only where it's nigmar melachta. But you're just like jumping to conclusions. That Shabbos would certainly be koveya. Oh, my life, you misunderstand me. I wasn't just jumping to conclusions. Limud aruchu biyadenu. This is something I was makabel. This is like a whole issue that has been dealt with. Think you're the first one to think of this problem. This is a limud aruchu biyadenu. Sha Shabbat kovaat Bein bedavar shenigmara melachto, bein bedavar shelo nigmara melachto. Omar Marzutra bereder of Nachman. So Marzutra stood up for his dad, and he said, well, how would anybody have thought that he was just jumping to conclusions? Read the Mishnah, Afanana Nitanina. Isn't that, by definition, included in our Mishnah? It says, V'od Amar Rebbe Eliezer, just like Rebbe Eliezer in the earlier Mishnah, was defined kulais. That he said, not everybody agreed with his kulais, but he said a number of kulais, and in Yonim Aviyanta, he furthermore said that you can go ahead and be Eimed Al Hamukta Erev Shabbos Bishvias. Now, gentlemen, why did he have to say Bishvias? Huh? Think about that. Taima de Shvias. So it's only because it was Shvias de Lav Varisurehu. Because the Eimed Al Hamukta would not create another problem of, nonetheless, what are you going to do about needing to take Meiser? Habishar Shnei Shavua, but if it would be any other time. The moment that I would have said, I'm going to use this for Shabbos, it would be the equivalent of the Tinokot that had set aside something for Shabbos, and at that moment, even though it was Lo Nigmar Malachtan, nonetheless, it becomes Osir to use. Why? Because Shabbos is Kovat. Ha-ha! Exactly what Reb Nachman, my father, said. Shabbos is Kovat. There's the first Mishnah. Isn't it clear from the Mishnah, if it hadn't been Shvias, there'd be no way to eat from here, because the very fact that you were meyachidit for Shabbos is already enough to ask or even a muksa. So I understand, what's anybody doubting here? Martin, lav mishum de Shabbat kava? Isn't that because Shabbat is kavat even on says the Gemara, no, not necessarily. Lo, shine ata, kivan da amar mikan ani ochel machar, kovale iluya. The point over here is that the moment that the person now is miyached, this is what I'm going to be eating, right? So if that's the case, he was machshavit already as food. He's saying, this is my suda. Maybe it's not because of Shabbos. Maybe it's because of the kviyut, that to me this is now prepared to eat, and I'm miyachid as a suda. So then what are you going to tell me? Now you can go ahead and eat it all right. You just said that this is your permanent food. So now, by definition, you've been koveyat lamaisa. Ah, come on, says Reb Nachman's son. How could you say this, says Marzutra. I mean, if that's the case, so then why even mention Shabbos? If you're telling me I could be koveyed l'maiser, so then iachi mayari Shabbos. Afila b'chol nami. Wouldn't, now this seems to be a crazy question. What do you mean? The main point of the Mishnah is you could be aimed ala muktzah, the question of Breira, the whole thing, it's Shabbos. Terror of Shabbos is this considered to be muktzah. What are you telling me? Afila b'chol. I mean, then I would miss the whole point of the Mishnah. What's Marzutra saying, b'chol? Okay, so Rashi says the point over here is that if you're dealing with two completely different questions, you could have split those questions into two completely different Mishnayos. One of them that's dealing with the questions of Kviyas for Meiser, and one of them that's dealing with Halacha of Muktzah on Shabbos. I mean, the very fact that you put it this way is Lechaira focusing on two different things. Says the Gemara, but, I mean, HaKamashman the Tevel Mukhanu Etzel Shabbos Shim Avar V'tikno Mitukan. The point of the year is, I can't separate it out. I don't know what you, because by putting it together, you're also telling me another thing. You're telling me that it's possible that if I was, it says over here, is Eimed ala Muktzah, you're telling me what I can do. Eimed ala Muktzah, Shvias, and then you're able to eat from it. If Lamaisa, somebody had gone ahead, not during Shvias, done exactly the same thing, and someone went now, and was over, and he took off Trumas and Maisers, right? So, would he be allowed to eat it or would he not be allowed to eat it? So if the Mishnah would have used the Lashon Harezem in Amuchan or something, you know, so then I would have said, okay, so it's Ma'akev, it's only because it's Shvias that it would be usable. But then you could say, so then you're telling me two completely different halachas. Tell me the din, Bechol. Odom sha'amar ala mukta, eno echal elein kein maser. That's all. Put that in a Mishnah and Maisers. What are you bringing it over your Shabbos? Tell me a different din in Shabbos. Misha amara ala mukta of Shabbos. And so on. But by saying it this way, says the Gemara, you're telling me that as far as the problem of the mukta is concerned, you're dealing with that, and even if you hadn't had it during Shvias, it still wouldn't be a problem if someone was over and was b'metaken, because you avoided any indication that this is what's being matir at Harezem in Amuchan. You're just telling me what to do. You're telling me, well, I wouldn't tell you to do this if it wasn't Shvias, because of course it wouldn't help you. Right? But the point is, by saying it this way, you're saying, okay, l'chatchila, I'm telling you to do it this way. But I would only say it l'chatchila because of Shvias. But if it wouldn't be for that, I couldn't tell you to do it, because what good is it going to do, since you're not allowed to go ahead and be metakein? Of course, if it had been done and somebody went and was metakein, then it would be kosher too. So it's important for me to say it in this fashion, because you're now telling me that something which is only usher because of the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan said not to be metaken the teva on Shabbos does not create an isser muktzah. It's Bechlal's Rashi Shita. And that the isser muktzah of getting to a thing would not create. Remember, we had the problem of the door that was made with the bricks by Avir de Livni. Why is it not considered to be muktzah? You can't get to the Paris. We had a machlokas we've shown in a number of different approaches to why. The Gemara only went through the reasoning of the Isser of Binyan Vestira and so on. You know, Machlokas Rebbe Meir Nechachamim, you're allowed to take it apart, Richie, you're allowed to take it apart or not. But never seemed to address the problem, okay, forget about that. If you hold it, it's Usser to take those bricks down, why are the Paris not Usser? So there was the question. Since taking it down is only an Isser Drabbanan, so Rashi said, okay, so in terms of Achila, it doesn't make it now mukta. They weren't gozer mukta on it. Others learned that the issue was there's another Ramban in particular, but there's no din of mukta on something that the thing itself is not mukta. Remember? There it's the problem in the door, it's not the problem in the pears. Fine. Rashi doesn't make that distinction. So therefore the Gemara over here is coming to tell me, the Mishnah over here is coming to tell me, according to this Gemara, that something that was usher at the beginning of Shabbos because you weren't supposed to do what you did, is b'diavad, if somebody went ahead and attacking it, would be considered to be edible. Okay, so that itself is enough of a reason for us to want to bring this Mishnah in this case. So if I hadn't said it this way, and I would have said it separately, I wouldn't have been able to make this deal. Therefore, the Mishnah is basically raising a different issue for us. And it's not only coming to tell me the din of what the halach is vis-a-vis Meiser and what the halach is vis-a-vis Shabbos, it's, which could have been split. It's coming to tell me a din of what the halach is on something that I shouldn't have been Meiser on Shabbos, you see, if it was Musa. So by telling it to me in a lashon of l'chatchila, which can only tell you on Shvias, and avoiding any sense of ha'reze min amuchan, which would be mashu, but otherwise it wouldn't be, even b'diavad, so clearly it's only telling me what to do. It's telling me what to do, I have to tell you on Shvias. But had I done it on my own, not during Shvias, and had taken off Meiser, indeed it would have been kosher. That, therefore, we can't bring a raya for our Mishnah, which is why Reb Nachman himself didn't turn to the Mishnah to bring a raya to Rava. He simply said, Limud aruchu biyadenu, but recognize that in Achinami, our Mishnah may be here for other reasons. It's not necessarily telling me whether Shabbat is koveat or not. Maybe it's the guy's language that's kovea. The very fact that you set it aside and say, I intend to eat this as a surah, so that itself is kovea for mice. You can't call something arai if it's not spontaneous. The whole point of arai is its spontaneity. A kvias of a surah is by definition not arai. It's a beautiful surah. All righty, let us do our review. Tnan ha'asam in chuli. Dars oshetor fabekotel osherit tzatzta behima ome parcheset v'shahatami etleit v'shahakata kshera. Omer Rebbe Elazar ben Antigdus v'shum Rebbe Elazar ben Yanai tzricha b'dika. Boim ne'rviyom in Rebbe Zera. So what would be the din about shlita b'yonta? Mimach zekin and reyesa b'yonta. Olo. Omer lei tenina. Ein melabnim et ra'afim litzlot behem. Ve'avira b'maika avid. V'omer rabba b'chana Rebbe Yochanan. Hoch b'ra'afim chadashim askinem. M'nei shetzorek lebatka. Omar lei anan v'detzarek lechasman matinin ala. Tanya, echad meviyat ha'or, v'echad meviyat ha'itzim, v'echad shofet et ha'kedera, v'echad meviyat ha'baim, v'echad noten betocho tavlin, v'echad megiz, kulam chayavim. Hai v'o tanya ha'aron chayav v'kulam pturim, lo kashe, ha da'ay te'ur mi'ikara, v'ha da'ay te'ur lebesof. Now, bishloim ha'kulo, I understand they did something on Shabbos, kavdi ma'aseh. But the shofet at HaKedirah was empty. My kavit. Omer Reb Shimon ben Laki, shachar b'gederah chadashah askinan, mishum libun ra'afim naguba, just as we said in our Mishnah. Tanu Rabbanan tanu Reb Kiraim chadashim, arein kekol hakelim hanitalim b'chatzer, aval ein tzachin otam shemen, ein tashin otam matlit, ein mafigin otam b'tzonen kedei lachasman, ba'adim b'shvil la'afot, arei ze mutar. Tanu Rabbanan, mogin et arosh v'et haraglayim, Ma'avavim otam ba'ur, aval in toflim otam b'charsit v'lo ba'adama v'lo b'sid, which is the derech of melechet ha'or, ve'in gozizin otam b'misparayim, which looks like you want the hair, ve'in gozizin otam yerek b'tesporet shelo, which looks like you're plucking them on yanta, aval metaknim et akundes v'et ha'kabiyot, u'masikin ve'ofim b'purani, u'mechamim chamim b'antiki, but by the way, in ofim b'purani chadasha, shematifachit, Tan Rabban Alein Ofim b'mapoach, avon nofchim b'shvoferet. Ve'im betaklim et ashpud, ve'im b'chadadim ato. Tan Rabban Alein mefatzin et hakane letzlot b'maliyach, avon mefatzin et ha'egoz b'matlit, ve'im choshishin shema tikara. Ve'od Amar Rabbi Eliezer, omeid Adam ala mukte erev Shabbos b'shviyiz. Ve'omer mikan ani ochel l'machar, ve'chachamim on mimad shiyirshom ve'omar, mikan v'yadkan. Tonan hasam, tinoket shetamnute imi mirev Shabbat v'shachu v'lo Yisroel, motzei Shabbat lo yochlu, elo imken Yisroel. V'tznan nami, ha-ma'avir te'inim b'chatzero lekatzot banav. I skipped this before. That's why I was explaining to Chatzor. I was wondering, why don't you know Chatzor? I completely skipped this piece. Tonan nami, ha-ma'avir te'inim b'chatzero lekatzot. You bring, here is where I said later, and I never read it.
I thought it was me.
No, I said later, and I forgot to read it. Okay, so here it's Rashi learns that ma'avir teinim b'chatzero means you spread them out in your chatzer in order to dry. Nonetheless, banav u'bnei beto ochlim me'em arai, the kids can eat from it spontaneously, and it's potter, even though it was nichnas l'chatzer, because it was a nigmar malachtei. Such an important piece. I said it over at least, Baal Peh. So Rashi learns, even though you spread it in the chatzer, others learn ma'avir means dafke if you pass through the chatzer. So then it's not considered to be nichlas to a chatzer because it was lo nigmar malachto. At that time, your intent was not to leave it there. But here's where the Chazanish points out, what's the difference? As the idea is, a chotzer can't be kovet, just that it's a derech to be ma'avir. Who would put it out in the chotzer instead of in the mukta? But they're not chinani. What Rashi is saying is just to make it very clear that there's no chiyav of meiser if it was lo nigma malachta. So boy minei rovim mirav nachman. Shabbat ma'o shetikba mukta l'maser b'dofer shelo nigma malachto. Mi amrin kimen dechti v'charata l'shabbat oneg kav'a v'afilo b'davar shelo nigma malachto. Odilma b'davar shenigmara melachto kava, but b'davar shelo nigmara melachto lo kava. Omar lei Shabbat kovad bein b'davar shenigmara melachto bein b'davar shelo nigmara melachto. Omar lei, where do you get that from? Are you saying it? I mean, ema Shabbat dumi lechotzer, b'chotzer ne kovat elo b'davar shenigmara melachto. Av Shabbat lo tikba elo b'davar shenigmara melachto. Amarlei, I'm saying it from a limud orachu biyadenu. Shashabat kovat, ben medover shenigmer malachto, ben medover shalonigmer malachto. Omer marzut abredur nachwin, afanan nami tinina. The od amar Rabbi Eliezer, omeid adam ala mukter of Shabbos b'shvias, taiva de shvias, terad bar isurim. My time, isn't it Mishum the Shabbat Kava? Not necessarily. It could be Shani Hatam. Kiva the Amam Mikanani Okeal Makar. See, he himself was Kavali Aluye. So then why would it have to say Shabbos? I mean, that would be true. I feel the Bechol Nami. Well, Kamashmalan. The Tevel Mukhanu, it's a Shabbat. She Imavar Vitikdo Metukan.